Outrage on the Eastern. The main image is a black-and-white photograph from about 1860 showing an Eastern Railroad steam locomotive at the East Boston Waterfront Terminal. A smaller coal car with Eastern RR printed on the side is attached to the back of the locomotive. A ship is docked in the background, and the ship's masts are visible rising up behind the locomotive. The Eastern Railroad opened in 1838 with its Boston terminal at this site. It was one of America's first rail lines and one of the first to separate passengers by race. In the 1840s, black abolitionists, who not only worked to end slavery in the South, but also fought for equal rights in Massachusetts, challenged the Eastern's policy. On September 30, 1841, Mary Newhall Green, a black woman traveling with her infant child, was ordered by an Eastern conductor to sit in the train's Jim Crow car. She refused. Railroad employees dragged her from the train as she held her baby, injuring her shoulder and knee. Later that day, a black man boarded a whites-only car in East Boston. He was also pulled from the train, along with five white passengers who objected to his removal. These and other acts of resistance sparked a movement to eliminate Jim Crow cars on Massachusetts railroads. Through newspaper coverage, boycotts, and petitions to the state legislature, this campaign eventually forced the Eastern's board of directors to desegregate the railroad in 1843. There is one quote and two small images on the lower panel of the sign. The quote is by Mary Newhall Green, secretary of the Lynn Female Anti-Slavery Society, from an open letter she wrote to the directors of the Eastern Railroad in November 1841. She was responding to accusations that she did not act of her own accord. She wrote, "I need no prompting. I hope that I have intelligence and courage enough to assert my rights when I see them invaded." In the middle of the panel is the earliest known portrait of black abolitionist Frederick Douglass, a daguerreotype photograph taken in 1841 when he was 23 years old. In early September of the same year, Frederick Douglass, a member of the Massachusetts Anti-Slavery Society, was dragged from an Eastern train and beaten for refusing to move to a Jim Crow car. 3 weeks later, he again boarded a whites-only car, but this time he was prepared, taking hold of his seat as six men grabbed him. He later wrote, "In dragging me out on this occasion, it must have cost the company $25 or $30, for I tore up seats and all." The final image is a detail from an 1851 map showing the Eastern Railroad's East Boston Terminal. Rail tracks are shown running onto a pier labeled Eastern RR Depot. A ferry transported passengers between downtown Boston and the Eastern's terminal here. The line eventually connected to Portland, Maine. In 1890, the Eastern was purchased by the Boston and Maine Railroad. Today, the Mary Ellen Welch Greenway follows the railroad's old right-of-way through East Boston. Farther north, portions are still used by MBTA commuter trains.